Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, we appreciate you today. We give honor to you, adoration to you in the name of Jesus. For the Lord is good and his goodness endureth forever. Thank you, Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Shall we pray, please? Our Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for this moment in the life of every one of us. Thank you for this year. Thank you for this hour. Lord, we appreciate you for bringing us together again to listen from your feet. We appreciate you for guarding us together again in the name of Jesus. Accept our praise, O Lord. God Almighty, we are here in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit to receive blessing from you, Lord. And we believe, Lord, as you have been doing before, you will do it. You will do it again in our life. You will bless us with your word in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. You are welcome, brethren. And I thank God that you are able to be with us today. Thank you for giving your time to be with the Lord with us. The Lord will bless you today in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This is Be Fruitful Family Foundation. Yes, we are reaching out under the umbrella of Be Fruitful Family Clinic. We thank God for today again. This morning the Lord has blessed us on our online radio, Mix LR. But today, at this time, we are reaching out to you again with the message that the Lord gave to us in the morning. The Lord will bless you in Jesus' name. It calls for this recording because the message was not fully recorded in the morning because of the internet problem or the network problem. So we bless the Lord. Hallelujah. The title of our message this morning is Restoring Peace and Stability in Homes. Restoring peace and stability in homes or family. We started last week. The Lord sent his word to us that we should dwell on the issue of peace. And we thank God because the Lord blessed us. Because the Lord wanted us to continue it today, he gave us his word to tell and to share with you on this same title, Restoring Peace and Stability in Families. I am Pastor Oluwakunle Paul. Go forth. And I'm here in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit to bless your life through his divine inspiration. Let's go together to the book of John chapter 14, verse 27. John 14, 27. I read the book of John chapter 14, verse 27. The word of God said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." The peace of the Lord is what the Lord is giving to everyone, even this in this message today. Hallelujah. We thank God that you that is listening to me, including myself, we represent a family. We are issued by a family. And we too, we have family. And the problem that is in family, in each family, affects one another. Of course, the problem in each family differs. But one thing about problems in family that the Lord is providing solution for is that God knew that It is only His own peace that can settle every warrings and warfares in families, be it spiritual war, spiritual battle, or be it emotional war or emotional battle, or be it physical battle or domestic violence and such. Everything that is happening at home as battle or wars, they have their roots in the problem of man with sin. But whatever it is, the Lord wants to restore peace, and He called every one of us unto the same. The Lord God of peace is bringing us a word today. And under the heat of this word, we believe that the Lord will melt off every reason of worry in our families in the name of Jesus. We checked this last week on, that is in verse 27 of John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse 27. Of course, I said John 14, but instead of John 14, it's John 15. So, peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. When Christ spoke this word, He spoke directly unto His people, unto His own personal family or ministry family. He sent this word of peace unto them. He knew that each of them may be having some battle or some battle war, I mean, or war or worrying that each of them is battling with. Maybe as they are joining on together, and also because He too is preparing to leave them, He assured them that He will not leave them empty, but He will give them one thing that they need in life to survive, to conquer the world and to conquer the enemy, and that is His peace. He said, "My peace I give unto you." So this peace is belonging to the one who can give it, and that is Jesus Christ. He is the one that has paid the price of peace, because there wasn't peace anywhere in the world because of sin. When the enemy entered the world and entered the life of men, he came with war. He came with premeditated arsenals that he sent into the world. And first of all, into the family, the first family of the world. And since that time, war permeated and saturated families from them. Because the first family gave in unto the devil, the owner and the precursor of commotions and problems and wars and all calamities. He entered into the first family and warned them and overcame. Since that time, he has never left family alone. And every family, one way or the other, they have their battle. We have our battle. We have our battles we are battling with. But we thank God for the word of the Lord Jesus Christ to us this moment. As the Lord has sent us with His message, He's telling us to tell you that He wants to restore peace into your family and into your life. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will do it right away. In the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 7, there is an issue there that I want us to examine, in order to understand that for every family that the Lord will reign and rule from, the family must be in peace and must dwell in peace. Because there is nothing that God can do in the atmosphere of commotion, of problem, of calamity, of whatever, of worry. And we all know that if there is going to be any progress in the life of a man, in the life of a family, even in the life of a nation. If God is going to work in that place or in any situation there, He must find what He has and what He has given freely by the death of His Son, and that is peace of Jesus. Peace that the Lord God Himself sent Jesus with to this world. And any home or life or family that has not tasted the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, let me say categorically that they will dwell permanently in worry and warfare. But God has not designed warfare for family, neither has He designed commotion and calamities for families. So that was why He came back through Jesus Christ to restore that which the enemy have stolen, that which that existed among men from God when He first created the first family. There was peace, or let me say there was peace with them and God. And so there was no war until sin came, and Satan came with his sin. We thank God that the Bible said that right from the beginning, the devil sinned. This devil sins. But because of this, the Son of God was manifested that He might destroy the works of the devil. If the devil came to sow sin that caused war in family, God has sent Jesus Christ to restore peace and to restore sanity, to restore stability in homes. So He is sending us this message this day to reach out unto you with. And we believe that according to how He has sent us, He will give you that peace that your life needed, as family and as individual, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Now let's check the Word of God that we find in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 7. 2 Samuel chapter 7. Bible said, and it came to pass, I read from verse 1. And it came to pass, when the king sat in his house, and the Lord had given him rest round about from all his enemies, that the king said unto Nathan the prophet, See now, I dwell in an house of cedar, but the ark of God dwelleth within curtains. And Nathan said to the king, go do all that is in thy heart, for the Lord is with thee. Go do all that is within thy heart, that is in thy heart, for the Lord is with thee. The Lord Himself was the one who steered the heart of David to understand the need of the time. That is what the heaven needed to do at that actual time in his life. David. But God did not do that until there is the establishment of peace and rest around him. Which shows us that the Lord is looking for peace to walk with in every family. The Lord is calling for peace in family before He can work. Do you know that the reason why there are problems over and over the years in your life that you are experiencing is because of the lack of this attribute of God, or the gift of God, which is peace or rest? Now, the Lord showed to us here that when David had rest round about him from all his enemies, it was then the Lord steered his heart. The Lord might have given unto David this atmosphere of peace because of what he really wanted to do. So when God wants to walk, He can work out peace. When the Lord wants to move, He work out peace. If peradventure, each of us will cooperate with God in order to bring about that which He wants to bring. That is, if you will cooperate with Him, or join up with him to make his peace to be established in our life. It is only then that God can decide to do anything or call us for any progress or join up with us to bring progress. See here in verse 2, he said, "Then the king said unto Nathan the prophet, See, I dwell in a house of cedar, but the ark of God dwell within curtains." Within curtains? And Nathan said to the king, "Go, do all that is in thy heart, for the Lord is with thee." We could read in the mind of David that there is peace in his heart, there is peace in his family, there is peace all around him. And it was in that atmosphere that the Lord spoke of what he wanted to do. David represents a family like us. David was the leader or the king of that family. And the Lord called him called his attention unto what he wanted to do because of the reason of peace and rest that he was dwelling in. So we find the secret of how God works in families here. The secret of how God works in the life of individuals as well. It is in peace and quietness atmosphere that God do his victorious things, his mysterious acts. So that's the reason why the enemy who knew this, and because Satan knew God more than even we knew him. He knew that God cannot walk wherever there is commotion. So that is the reason why Satan causes commotions here and there in family. He set us against ourselves in family. He set the children against their parents. Set the parents against the children. He set the husband against the wife, and the wife against the husband. So that what God really will want to do will not be done. Because God has created each family to be his instrument of actions in the world. Like he created the first family at the beginning, and he said male and female created he them. Meaning that they are complete being male and female together to walk with God. God from them may realize his project on earth. So that was why he made them male and female. And every promise that the Lord gave to them, the promises, especially the first promises, every promise that he gave to them. In the book of Genesis, chapter 2, he said, "Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth." Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. He blessed them with blessings. He blessed them with blessings of fruitfulness. So it was in the atmosphere of peace that the Lord did all that the Lord gave the promise. And the promise was standing as long as there is peace between them and God. When I'm talking about peace, peace is firstly an issue of the heart. That's the reason why each individual that in whose family God will work, that individual and the member of the family must possess this peace personally. They must experience that peace in their heart and in their soul personally. I knew where we read in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 7 that David had he was in the same page with God. He had peace with God. His life was in consonance with the plan of God because he was dwelling in peace with God in his heart. That was why the Lord called his attention and called him into this eternal project of building his own house. Hallelujah. Of course, what David proposed to do in his heart, God may have said, of course, he has not been living in the house that is built by man or with a hand. But yet, there is a throne that David must build for the Lord. And there is another house that David must build, must establish on his kingdom, in his kingdom, for the generations to come. So we find peace in the life of David, which must be in your life and in my life, which must be in your heart and in my heart, before the Lord will be able to walk with us, before we be acceptable before in his presence, to be an instrument of his action in our generation. The Lord has set your family and my family to be one of those families through which he will do his own thing. Yes, God knew that if we have his peace, there is this the virtue of heaven, the virtue from God himself, that could only be found from heaven. He knew that must be the roots that is established, that our family is placed upon. Rather, let me say that peace is that foundation upon which our family will be placed upon before the Lord will be able to walk through our families. And peace of God must be established in our heart also before the Lord will be able to walk in our families. Hallelujah. To God be the glory, in the name of Jesus. Like I said, peace is an issue of the heart. So it's not really an issue of the family. If there is only one person in the family with whom the Lord is able to establish his peace, in whose life is found the peace of the Lord can change the lot of that whole family from that one person, like he did unto David here. So that is the reason why it is you in particular that is hearing me that God will start from. If the Lord is going to change the lot of your family, whatever your family may be experiencing right now, be it your nuclear family, be it your marriage, be it your extended family, whatever it is, any level of problems that is there in your family, if the Lord can locate you, if the Lord can find you as a man and as a woman, and you agree with him together to walk with him, then if you can cooperate with him and have that peace of his in your heart, then the Lord can use you as instrument of solution unto your family. I mean it. I have been in it before. I was the one the Lord called first in my family. I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ when I even didn't expect. It was what the Lord saw with me that made him to say that made him to send me before all my other family. And I remember those days when I prayed, when I listed the old members of my family for salvation, plead to the Lord for their salvation. I pled to the Lord for their salvation. I prayed for many days for their salvation. And the Lord saved every one of them. Virtually all the members of my family have known Christ. And I know it was through my prayer. And some of the member of my family knew this also. And I thank God for it. Since that day that the peace of the Lord has been established in my heart, it has never been the same again. Hallelujah. So the Lord can locate you also as a member of a family, and there will be peace in your family again in the name of Jesus. So if you, as an individual, if you look at your life, even you may profess to be born again, to be saved, if there is still worries and warfare going on in your family, it means that maybe you have not really prepared your heart well for the Lord to settle there, for his peace to settle there. Because if there is this original peace of God in your life, in your heart, as individual, it will be easier for the Lord to come to you and give you divine ideas of what he wanted to do in your family. He can start from you as wife. It can start from you as husband. If there is any problem in your family, any commotion, any whatever it is, the Lord is up to the task. But what must be sent to your heart first is the peace of the Lord. Hallelujah. You must receive His peace in your heart. His peace must be established in your heart. His kingdom must come into your heart. Like I said, that God cannot walk where there is worries and where there is battles, where there is warfare. The Bible said in the book of Isaiah, to confirm that, in the book of Isaiah chapter 30 verse 15. Isaiah chapter 30 verse 15. What does the scripture tell us there? I read from here. Isaiah 30, 15. He said, "For thus says the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall your strength be, and ye would not. But ye said, No, for we will flee upon the horses, therefore shall ye flee, and we will ride upon the swift, therefore shall they that pursue you be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one, and at the rebuke of five shall ye flee, till ye be left as a beacon upon the top of a mountain, and as an ensign on an hill." Look at that, just imagine. God said, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall your strength be. Shall be your strength. Now, what the Lord is telling us is here is that God cannot walk in war. God cannot move in battles. In fact, we all know that if there is problem in any country or any home, there is no tangible progress that home or that country we have. So that problem in your family might be the reason, might be the fact that you have never or you are yet to agree with God to receive His peace into your heart and into your soul. And this day, the Lord is calling you unto His peace. It is in peace and quietness that the Lord walks, and He wants it to come from within you. When peace enters into your heart, within you, the Lord through you will extend it, and the victory of that peace He will extend it through every areas of life, of your life and the life of others. Because for God to walk among men from His throne, where only peace is known, rest and quietness and joy is known, then there must be peace and tranquility in that family and in that heart. The Lord has mapped out your house. He has designed your family for fruitfulness. He has designed your family for promotion. He has designed your family for blessings. And I know the day has come through which you are going to receive your peace. Now, When the peace of God is resting in your heart and you are at rest within you, you will begin to experience the breeze of heaven, the breeze of peace from heaven. When the peace of the Lord, when God's peace settles in your heart, you begin to experience the angelic being of the Lord walking in your family. Because they know nothing as war or warning in heaven. And it is only peace and peace only that is established there. So when this peace of heaven is found in a family, you can be sure that that is where the glory of God is resting. If there is peace of God in a life, that you can be sure that that life is the one that is carrying the presence of the Lord everywhere. But how do you receive peace of God into your heart? How do you receive this peace? Is the question. Now let's go into the book of Matthew chapter 11 verse 28 to 29. Matthew 11, 28 to 29. Of course, it's a common verse that all of us knew, but it must be working for us as from now. If that verse has not been working for you before, it will be working now. The Lord said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls." And you shall find rest unto your soul. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now hear this. Jesus said, "I am the one that holds your peace, and everything you need in life is in my hand. Come unto me. Come ye out of your laboring and worrying. Come ye out of the heavy burden that is placed upon you." The Lord is calling you out. And when he says come out of that labor, he's calling you unto something, unto his rest. But if you don't come out of the labor, he cannot give the rest. If you don't come out of the, if your life is not call, is not responding to this call of Christ, there is no way the Lord can give you the rest. Because if there is war in your life and in your heart, you are still a sinner, then there is war there. Because no sinner has any rest in his heart, in his life. Because any sinner that is still committing sin is joined up together with the curse and the calamity of the beginning in the Garden of Eden. Whoever you are, if you have not been saved, the curse that was placed on them, when God said, "Do not eat of this tree, if you eat, you will die," that curse is on you. It's on anyone. Even the war that the Lord that Satan brought into the family at that time, because of their sinfulness, is still operational in your life if you still stay in sin. That's why Jesus Christ said, "I'm calling you out of that labors, out of that workings, out of that worrying, and I want to give you my rest. If only you will come unto me." If only you will come unto me. How do we come unto him? We come unto him by responding to his call. You said I should come. Here I am. If anybody calls you, you present yourself to the person and say, "Here I am." It's the same way the Lord Jesus Christ is calling you. He's calling you. He said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock." The door of what? The door of your heart. If any man should open his door, I will come in unto him, and I will dwell with him, and I will chop with him, and he with me. It's only left to the person to let him in, to allow him and permit him in his house, in his heart, in his house, in his family. If there is any problem that you are passing through and you want Jesus' rest, the first thing to do is to respond to his call to come to rest. Come to his rest. Hallelujah. He said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart." When you look at the issue of the yoke here, you may be thinking that the yoke that Jesus Christ is calling you to take upon you is a burden something. No, this is not burden. It's not calling you to burden. Let me explain what a yoke. What yoke mean? Two cows that are tied together. In those days, they used to work with animals. The farmer used to work with animals, plow with them. And they used to, they normally use two fat and strong cow. Two cow that are strong enough. And they will tie their plowing instrument, attach it to the two animals, in between the two animals. So it is the force of these two animals that will be driving that plowing instrument. And these animals must be yoked together if they are to walk together within the same pace and going regularly and working together. So they have to put a yoke on their neck. They yoke their neck with a wooden material. They tie their neck together, yoke their neck together so that they will not move ahead one another. You know, if they tie both of them with rope, it wouldn't work. But there is this way they made that yoke, and they bind the neck of the animal together such that the two animals will not walk past one another. They will walk side by side. They will walk even within the same pace to combine energy together. And as they do that, the energy of the two of them were forming the effect that is desire, that is needed, the strength that is needed, the energy that is needed to drive that plowing machine. And that animal, because of their being yoked together, they'll be working well for the farmer to do the necessary plowing. So that is what the Lord means by being yoked together with him. He said, take my yoke upon you. Let me be yoked with you. Let me join together with you. Let us go with one another. I by your side, you by my side. Let us go together. Let me join my peace with yours or with your labor, so that I will exchange my own strength for your lack of strength. I will exchange my peace with your worries and warfares. And this is the reason why Jesus Christ said, take my yoke upon you. Yoke together with me. The husband and wife, Jesus is calling you to yoke together with him in your family. You the wife first, and you the husband also. The Lord wants you as individual to yoke with him. It's only when you as individual husband and wife yoke together with the Lord Jesus Christ that he brings peace into your hearts, and then you can be yoked together with one another, with Jesus Christ. And then you'll be having the necessary progress. You see, let me add something to this. You know, when Jesus Christ comes into your life with his own peace, he's coming with only what resides in heaven, that is peace of God, only what they know in heaven, and that is peace. And you know in heaven there is peace, and if there is peace in heaven, it means there is no war. It means that they don't know any, they have won all battles there. No battle can know anything. Even when Satan brought war and took war to heaven, we knew he and his angels fell flat for the peace that was in heaven. They were driven away from heaven. I too have this experience one day, one time. And I thank God, because all this happened because at 19 years old, I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord found me. The Lord located me where I am. And he saved me. We were students at that time, when we used to study together in school. At that time, I and my other friend students, my colleague students. So this man that the Lord used for me as my father in the Lord, who wore me to the Lord, he will come to us every day, minister the word of God to us as students. All of us will make guests of him, and even I was the ringleader of those that will make jest of him, and he will depart. He will still come the second day. We will hide ourselves in classes so that he will not reach us, but he will look, alas, he will locate us. He will find us out, he will come and preach to us. We fought him, but he will still come. Until one day, it was only I that he met at the school. I observed my Muslim prayer, which we call Ayla. I observed it at 2 p.m. And when he ministered to me, I gave my life to the Lord Jesus Christ on that day, because he really gave me the message. The message drove into my heart, and it was the message of peace that we are ministering now. The message of peace entered into me, and I was saved on that day. In fact, do you know that same night I went to the church for the first time in my life? Remember that I came from a Muslim fanatic home,
where if you receive Jesus Christ, it's either they kill you or they send you packing. But I was lucky to be sent away from home at that time. Because when I got to the church on that day, when I was saved, they called another altar for those that will give their life. I still came out again. I gave my life again. Because the joy of salvation was in me. I wanted to keep this joy from the time that my father and the Lord preached unto me. I wanted to keep that joy. So I didn't want to go home. So I rather went to church. Even after the church, I wanted them to lock me inside the church because I didn't want to go home, because I knew that in my family where I belonged, there was war, commotions, you know, that kind of household wickedness, in a polygamous house for that matter. Heat everywhere, and the Lord was calling me out of that heat. He gave me joy of heaven. He gave me peace of mind. And that was what was beginning of my experience. And from that time, I continued to enjoy the peace of the Lord. Do you know let me finish that testimony. On that night when I went to the church couldn't lock me up inside the church because they said they didn't used to do that. I had to go home, and I went back home very late. On getting home at that time, Baba, my father asked me where I went. I told my father, I could not lie again. I said I went to church. He didn't believe me. I just went inside my room. On getting to the room, I didn't know that I didn't lock the door. I knelt down praying to keep that joy that I received. One of my junior sisters came to me. He sneaked inside and saw me praying on my knee. He called the Baba to come and see me praying. And that was the same night that I left that home. I was sent away by my father at that time, that I did not belong to his child, among his children anymore. With joy, I left. And I went back to that school that same night, late in the night. I went to that school to sleep there. Second day, you would think that the person that ministered to me will come. The second day, he didn't come. Somebody that used to come every day. The third day, he didn't come. The day following, he didn't come. Until the third day when he came and found me in that school, and I gave my testimony. He received me with joy. And I joined the saints at that time. And there was deep love of Christ dwelling in the church at that time. They received me with all open hearts. They bought many things for me. They welcomed me with a high welcoming. And I bless the Lord for that. To God be the glory. I was saved. And I was happy that I was saved. That was the beginning of my own victory. This is what I'm telling you. From that time, the joy of heaven, the bliss of heaven entered into my heart. The joy of heart entered into my heart. And I began to experience the bliss of heaven. And it was permanent even until today. I passed through many fires in marriages. I passed through many fires in marriage. And the Lord delivered me. And the Lord Almighty is still delivering me to today. Satan waged the war against me. But for the peace of God that was in my heart. Yes, Satan was always defeated. From that day, in fact, I wouldn't know if I wouldn't have not died if I have not received Jesus Christ as Lord and my Savior. What I mean is this: with all the problems that I've been experiencing and the worries and warfare, everything was under the control of the Lord Jesus Christ. Had it not been, I would have died. Because the war and the warring and the warfare and the battle of this weak household wickedness and also violence and even marital, whatever, all these the satanic arrangements against my life, all of them were defeated because of the peace of God that was in me. It can happen to anyone who received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. Like I said to you, I had one vision some time ago, when I was at Lokoja as a missionary. Do you know that as a missionary, if the Lord will want to send you anywhere, you must have conquered the home front battles. You must have defeated the household wickedness. Because if your house is still boiling while you go out, Those that boils your house, they will still follow you everywhere. And even you will not be productive at all anywhere. So the Lord sent me after all these battles that have been won back home. You see, one day I saw that in division, I saw myself in a quietly gathering or arranging many books, big books that was in the sitting room in my sitting room at that time in that vision. In that vision, I saw I was arranging books inside the shelf with some people around me, helping me to do it. Then I lifted up my eyes and I saw there are warriors coming with all manner of weapons coming to attack us, and they are coming in hunger. They were furious, coming in hunger. They were coming in anger, shouting and all this kind of thing. And they entered into the sitting room where I was. Into the living room where I was arranging the books. But I was not perturbed. I was unruffled. I just was doing what I'm doing quietly. I even did not. I didn't even pretend, but it seems I even didn't see them. When they saw that, when they enter, that I was in calmness, in total calmness, doing my work quietly together with my people that were with me. Do you know what happened? They too, they coiled. They calmed themselves down. Nobody made any sound. They were just looking at us. Later, I saw them. I saw their back going back from where they come from. Do you know the meaning of that? It was because they found that the atmosphere of God, the atmosphere of peace, was with me. Peradventure, these are the enemies, the home front enemy that I won when I first got to Lokoja, because Lokoja was the first place of my outreach when the Lord sent me out as missionary. On getting there was when I saw that vision. So, but because I have won them at home, they didn't want to agree, maybe. So that's why they led another battle to come and continue what they have been doing on the mission field. But they didn't know that I've come to the altar of the Lord. And I'm saved with the Lord because the Lord took me to that altar. Away, even from the situations of troubles and all these, of warring all here and there that I came out from. The Lord bless us in Jesus' mighty name. So this is what can happen in your life. If you allow Christ to settle in your heart and in your life with his peace. Because the moment the peace of heaven enters into your heart, there is no more war for you. Every battle will cease. Every problem will be subdued. So it is left into your hand. It's left into your hand to enjoy this peace. Because there is remaining peace for you to have. In the book of Hebrew, chapter 4, verse 9 to 10, the word of God tells us there. Let's go to the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 9 to 10 there. Hebrews 4, 9 to 10. I read. The Bible said, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. There remaineth therefore rest to you. Therefore there remaineth rest that you must have. And this time is time of that rest. You must give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. You must stand for your family. You must stand for your family. You must stand as God's own weapon of war of peace for your family. The Lord is reaching out to you personally. He wants to begin to visit your family through your person. He wants you to find and to have his rest. He wants you to enter into his rest. Because when you enter into his rest, it is then that your family will follow suit. And maybe the reason why you are hearing this message today is because of this. It's because of this peace that God wants to restore your family into and stability unto. The Bible said in verse 10, for he that is entered into his rest, he also ceases from his own works, as God did from his. God rested. He rested from his own work. He worked for 7 days and he rested. Do you think that that rest, God needed it? Do you think that God was tired? God can work for thousands of years without getting tired. But why did he work for 7 days? The work of making peace for you. The work of settling you in this world. He worked it for 7 days. For 6 days. And on the seventh day, he rested. He rested not because of himself. His rest is for your rest. It's for your rest. That all of us as individuals might enter into his rest. Meaning that God did not even call us for laboring without rest. He didn't call us into war without any stoppage. If there is any war, there must be a day the Lord is ending the war. So that's the reason why the Lord said, therefore, there is remaineth a rest for the people of God. You can mention your name. There is a rest meant for me that I must receive. And you must receive that rest now. It is when you rested that all your enemies will be subdued. It is when the rest of the Lord comes to your heart that the Lord will begin to fight your battle, and your battle will be God's own battle. Because you have accepted and received his own rest. Then rest must permeate and saturate your family. So therefore, the Lord is calling you unto peace. Remember that I said, the Lord wants to enter into his rest that he rested. He rested 7 days, and the rest is for you. So that your life will cease from worrying. Your family will cease from battling. From battling the battle that you cannot win. Hear what he said unto them. He said, in returning, and rest shall ye be saved. That is Isaiah chapter 30, where we read the other time. In returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and confidence shall be your strength, and ye will not. If you refuse this call unto rest, do you know what the Bible said will happen to you? If you don't have rest or receive his rest into your life, into your soul, he said it in verse 15. He said, in verse 16, he said, but ye said no. If you are saying no today, this is what will happen. He said, you say you will flee, but I will flee on horses. Therefore shall ye flee. We will ride upon the swift. Therefore shall they that pursue you be swift. What? Will you allow that? That those that pursue you will be swifter than you? And then he said, 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one. Do you like that? That you flee at the rebuke of 1,000. Instead of 1,000 or 10,000 fleeing at the rebuke of you. Because the Bible said, one shall chase 1,000. One that has peace with God shall chase 1,000. And two shall chase 10,000. Meaning that your family can experience tenfold peace of God, tenfold victory. If both of you can come together as family, as husband and wife, you can enjoy permanent peace in your life. Because you as individual, if you are fighting alone in your family, you are the only one that is having peace in your family, and your husband has not had, or your wife has not had, or your children have not had that peace, it's not complete. But he said here that two of you will chase 10,000. If you can respond to his call unto his peace, even today, you will enjoy this victory. You will enjoy this victory, you and your family, you and your wife, you and your husband, you and your children. You can enjoy peace. You can enjoy the victory of the Lord. All these household enemies, how those principalities and power, they are nothing before the Lord. If the atmosphere of peace of heaven descend in your heart and in your family today, they will be subdued, even not by you, by God himself. Because the Bible said, the Lord is the one that make war to cease unto the end of the heart. He made war to cease unto the end of the heart. He can make yours also. You can double your victory, even if you have been having one before, by praying for all your siblings, all your family, your husband, your wife to be saved. Instead of putting up fight against what your husband is doing, fighting against one another, multiplying battles unto yourself, multiplying wars unto yourself. Why don't you return unto the Lord? Why don't you give your life unto the Lord? Why don't you give your heart unto the Lord right now? Why don't you come and respond unto this calling of the Lord? Because your enemies are around you. They will still want to pursue you. But he said, if you said no to all this, go and read that place very well. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 15, 16, and 17. If you read all that, I know you will not agree to, for that to happen. So that you will not want your enemy to be sweeter than you. But if you want to subdue your enemy, it is time for you to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. It is time to respond unto His calling unto you to come. It is time to call your family together, to call your husband together. It is time for both of you to hold one another in hand and come to the throne of the Lord and pray and cry unto the Lord because of this great thing that the Lord is about to begin to do in your family. Remember that it was in the atmosphere of peace that the Lord worked with David and used David for His instrument. The Lord wants to use your family. He wants to use as individual in your family to work peace and victory in your family. Let me tell you, Satan has been defeated from heaven. Jesus Christ said, He said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Satan can continue to fall like lightning in your life if you respond to the call of Jesus Christ. Remember that it was the same gospel that the Lord, that I'm preaching to you now, that the Lord sent his disciple to preach, that brought that message to be, that when Christ said that He saw Satan falling like lightning, Satan can fall like lightning again in your life and family. Before your family now, why don't you bow your head and give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ? Why don't you call your husband together? Why don't you let your husband and your wife listen to this message and your children and combine force together to fight against the common enemy of your life and let the peace of the Lord reign in your life and let Jesus be the Lord over your family, the King over your family. To God be the glory. This is the message for today, and I pray that the Lord God Almighty will cause you to respond to this in the name of the Father, and the victory will be yours in the name of the Son and the name of the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. Amen. Cry unto the Lord for salvation unto the Lord, of the Lord. Say, Jesus, come now. I receive you into my heart. I receive you into my soul. I receive you, Jesus. I receive your peace. I'm coming out of wars. I'm receiving your peace right now. I'm receiving your joy right now. Oh, God of peace, give me your peace. Oh, God of peace, give me your peace. Let your peace be my portion. Jesus, come into my heart. Lord, save me. Come and save me. Come and deliver me. Save me and I will be saved. Deliver me and I will be delivered. Help me, Lord. Save me, Lord. Save me, Lord. Help me, Lord, and I'll be saved. In the name of the Lord Jesus. The Lord is saving you now. The Lord is saving you now. If you can pray, His peace can be restored in your family now. If you can pray, I want you to pray. Pray for your salvation. Pray for the salvation of your soul. Lord, save my life. Save my soul. Jesus, come into my family. Jesus, come into my home. Jesus, come into my life. You come into my home. Jesus, I need you. My wife need you. My family need you. My husband need you. My family need you. Both of us, we need you. All of us, we need you in my family. My children need you. Jesus, come into our family. Reign in our family as King, as God. In our family. Reign in our family. Reign in our family. Reign in my family. Reign and rule in my family. Jesus, take glory. Take up your throne. Bring your kingdom down into my family. Let your kingdom rule over every evil forces of my family. Let it first rule my heart. If your kingdom rule in my heart, oh, all other powers and all other powers and dominion shall be subdued. Jesus, come into my life, come into my heart, come into my soul, save me, deliver me. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I need you. Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I need you. Let your victory come, let your victory be in my life now. Holy Spirit, I need you. In the name of Jesus. Lika sanda yeri masoto yeri daga sanda yana. Lika sombro mananga sekete liga daba soto romana yana. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus Christ's mighty name we pray. Amen. 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 To God be the glory in Jesus' name. I want to pray for you. As you have received Christ as Lord, as your Lord and Savior, because I believe you are responding to this message today, let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I present this one unto you. I present this, your candidate unto you, your candidate of favor, your candidate of mercy, your candidate of victory, your candidate of fruitfulness, your candidate of prosperity, who does turn unto you and turning away from worry, who is returning unto you according to what you said, that in returning and rest shall ye be saved. Save this one that have returned unto you. Save this one that have returned unto you, Lord. Let him be yours. Let her be yours. Let this one be yours, O God. Possess him with your grace and power, O Lord God Almighty. Your words say you can save them to the uttermost part of the heart, those that come unto God by you. These one have come unto you, God, through your Son Jesus Christ. And they came through this message that he has received. Lord, let your word come to pass, that you in no wise cast out anyone that come unto you. Father, save this one now. Deliver him perfectly. I commit his family unto you and her family unto you. Deliver not only her or him, deliver him and his family. Deliver her and her family. Lord, save all of them together. Deliver him and his husband and wife. Deliver him and his children. Deliver him and his siblings. In the name of and his sibling. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let it be. Lord, let it be. I break every shackle of sin in your life. In the name of Jesus. I break every shackle of power that hold you down in worrying, in warfare, in sin first, and in every manipulation of war of the devil in your life. I break you loose out of them, and I break you free by the blood of Jesus, because you are saved today, because you are turning unto the Lord today. The Lord is joining himself, his peace into your life, and the Lord is canceling every curses and every evil that perpetrate themselves in your family. And every cause that is perpetrated in your family, the Lord is breaking them by the blood of his Son, Jesus Christ. As from now, live in freedom. Freedom from sin. Freedom from Satan. Freedom from warning. In the name of Jesus. Let the grace of the Lord be your portion. In the name of Jesus. Let the grace of the Lord be your portion. In the name of Jesus. Let the grace of Jesus be your portion, be your Lord. In the name of Jesus, be saved today. Be healed today. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Your family is secured as from today. The glory of the Lord is resting upon your family. The victory of the Lord is resting upon your family. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is your strength. The Lord is your strength. And he will continue to be your strength in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we pray. I know you are saved today. I know the glory of the Lord is resting upon your life right now. I know that your family is restored. The stability of the Lord is here. And the peace of the Lord is here. I want you to rejoice of your salvation. And because I know something great and mighty has happened to you today. To God be the glory in your life. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in Jesus' name. May the Lord bless you, and let this salvation experience be permanent in your life. In the name of Jesus. You can call us, you can write us for further assistance. You can WhatsApp us on +234 80 57 21 44 70. +234 80 57 21 44 70 and +234
80382 782 90 plus 234 80382 782 90. This is from us here, from all of us in Be Fruitful Family Foundation. We bless the Lord for having you with us. Remain blessed in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.